This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. defense officials say no U.S. troops involved in the August drone strike that killed innocent Kabul civilians and children will face disciplinary action. The Pentagon said that the Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has approved recommendations from the generals who led U.S. Central Command and Special Operations Command based on the findings of an independent Pentagon review released last month. The August 29th drone strike on a white Toyota Corolla sedan killed 9 family members, and including 7 children. Zamirai Ahmadi was an employee of an American humanitarian organization. The military says the strike was tragic, not caused by misconduct or negligence. Kentucky's governor says at least 74 people were killed in the state during the devastating cluster of tornadoes that hit it. At least 14 people are dead in 4 other states. The governor, Andy Beshear, told reporters Monday that it could take days to tally a final death toll because of the sheer devastation from Friday's twisters. And searchers continue for those still missing. Efforts are also turning to repairing the power grid, sheltering those whose homes were destroyed, and delivering drinking water and other supplies. The first full year of the biggest vaccination drive in American history has saved many lives, but has left many behind. The COVID-19 vaccines have proven incredibly safe and wildly effective, and many hoped that they would bring an end to the crisis. But a year later, many are still dying. The vaccine's first year has been rocky, with the disappointment of breakthrough infections, the political strife over mandates, and now worries about whether the mutant Omicron will evade protection. This is VOA News. The U.S. Air Force has discharged 27 people for refusing to get the COVID-19 vaccine, making them what officials believe are the first service members to be removed for disobeying the mandate to get the shots. The Air Force gave its forces until November 2nd to get the vaccine, and thousands have either refused or sought an exemption. Air Force spokeswoman Ann Stefanik said Monday that these are the first to be administratively discharged for reasons involving the vaccine. She also said all of them were in the first term of enlistment, so they were younger, lower-ranking personnel. Former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin appears to be on the verge of pleading guilty to violating George Floyd's civil rights. A federal docket entry on the Monday shows that a hearing has been scheduled for Wednesday for Chauvin to change his not guilty plea. And the move would remove Chauvin from a federal trial, but could significantly increase the likely length of his sentence. He's already been convicted of state murder and manslaughter charges for pinning his knee against Floyd's neck as the black man said that he could not breathe in May of 2020. Chauvin and 3 other former officers were scheduled to go on trial in late January on the civil rights charges. In the UK, there's still more discussions of booster shots. Again, it's the first full year of the biggest vaccination drive in American history. It hasn't happened where the disease has been knocked out altogether. A year later, too many Americans remain unvaccinated. National Institutes of Health Director Francis Collins said scientists and health officials have underestimated how the spread of misinformation may have underestimated and caused the hobble of an astounding achievement of the vaccines. In a development rolled out at a blistering speed, the vaccines were said to be incredibly safe. Unvaccinated people have a 14 times higher risk of dying compared to fully vaccinated people, according to experts, saying that their effectiveness has held up for the most part, allowing schools to reopen, restaurants to welcome diners and families together for the holidays, and at last count, 95% of Americans 65 and older had at least one shot. More at VOANews.com via remotes. I'm Tommy McNeil.